An influential investment CEO is warning of a growing retirement crisis. In his annual letter to shareholders, BlackRock chief executive Larry Fink says rapidly shifting age demographics will strain retirement systems. More than half of the $10 trillion in assets that his company manages are for retirement. And in his letter, Fink commended the tremendous amount of energy on helping people live longer lives, but said only a fraction of that effort is spent helping people afford those extra years. Well, that letter caught the attention of many economy watchers, including Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi there.
So tell us more about what's driving this concern from Fink.
Let me throw a stat at you. I think it's a great way to frame this conversation. Okay. Barry Ritholtz, the investor and blogger, wrote an essay last autumn. If you had an ancestor in 1917 who had the fortune and the kind of the privilege to be able to invest $1,000 in the S&P, it wasn't the S&P 500 back then, it was just the S&P, I don't know, 50 or something. Mm-hmm. And that was left alone and the dividends compounded up until 2023. Do you know how much you would inherit right now? $30.1 million.
Oh, that just hit me.
That just illustrates the power of compounding. Yes, Larry Fink is kind of talking his book here, but you need capital markets. The United States has been amazing to the investor class. It has been democratized increasingly, but we're living longer than we have in the past, and we have long-term care needs and disaffected millennials. And so he's urging people to embrace the capital markets, and he wants regulators and policymakers to make it easier for us to do that.
Yeah, he says no other force can lift more people from poverty or improve quality of life quite like capitalism. Of course, some might argue government helping people as they go along too, Social Security. Look, tell us more about the numbers behind his concerns, 401k hardship withdrawals, breaking a record. This is people taking money out even with penalties because they need it before they retire. Medical advances. I mean, we reported again today on Wegovy and this weight loss drug that is going to, you know, definitely help people's health and advance their lives, but it's hugely expensive. So talk more about some numbers.
Well, there is great news in this that we are living longer, that we're able to vanquish diabetes and metabolic diseases that, you know, felled our ancestors and they didn't live longer than 60. I can tell you that my ancestors, you know, illiterate rug merchants in Iran didn't oftentimes see 60. And I'm blessed to be able to hopefully see my 80s or 90s. But those all come with costs. Long-term care insurance, that industry is almost bankrupt. The cost of these insurance programs, the millennials out there who are inheriting all this money from boomers and Gen X don't know what to do with it. The good news is that markets are at all-time high. The bad news is that we're tapping it for day-to-day expenses to make, you know, rent, to pay for medical expenses. And that's us eating our seed corn for decades out.
Look, we know if you Google, you'll see that you can often hear BlackRock and the word evil, you know, next to each other because it's so big. And, you know, so are people taking this seriously or are they just thinking, oh, yes, you want us to invest more with, you know?
I would take it seriously. Yeah. The guy is very wealthy at this point. I mean, what is it going to do? Nudge? He's going to eat more? I mean, he's going to get more incremental business out of it? It is something that keeps me up at night, having experienced it with my family and the cost of aging parents. And I think that this is a ticking time bomb that's going to hit my generation and Gen Xers in a major way.
Okay. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. It's hitting boomers too. Robin, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.